Hello, welcome to Growing Wild. I'm Charlotte Petts and it is lovely to be in your ears once again. This is episode 1 of 4 special little releases. I know it's been a while since the last episode, mainly because of a small tiny hiccup in the history of the planet called a pandemic. And it just meant that I couldn't really make the kinds of shows that I wanted to, and it just didn't feel like the right thing to carry on doing that. However, I am really happy to be back with these longer form interviews, albeit with a slightly sketchy sound and no Tweety birds in the background. I've caught up with 4 previous guests just to see how they've got on, really, over this past year. They all rely heavily on nature and the expanse of the outdoors for their well-being and sometimes livelihood even. So I was just really interested to see how they've managed amidst all of the restrictions that we've all had to live under. This episode is with wild swimmer, photographer, poet, and, you know, all-round gem, Vivian Rickman. Her first interview with me went out in 2017, amazingly. And you can find that if you search through the episodes, and it's in the wild swimming episode. We had never met at that point, and I'm happy to say we since have. in a couple of places, actually. In Devon, during the Dart 10K, which is a long-distance swim. And in Wales, in Snowdonia. Yeah, again, lurking around a long-distance swim, which was a lot of fun. So it was about time. We were very much overdue a catch-up. Here we are in very different circumstances to those in which we first spoke. Housebound to housebound, this is me and Viv having a much overdue catch-up. It was 4 years ago that we last had a conversation on radio.
Really?
Yeah, I listened back to it this morning, and it was 2017.
Wow. So that, I mean, to me that seems like a long time ago, but then also not, because so much has happened, well, for me personally, in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
What has changed for you?
Wow.
In the last 4 years.
Well, I left my husband.
Right.
And subsequently we got divorced.
Right.
And it's actually just been a year, not yesterday, the day before, that we've been divorced. So, I mean, that feels like a huge amount of time, a whole year. I mean, we have obviously just been locked down for it. So, in actual fact, nothing much. Yeah, the world was my oyster, only it wasn't.
Right. Yeah. I'll just sort of sit down and watch TV then. Brilliant.
Yeah, great. Freedom, here it comes.
So you were in Snowdonia. And you were exploring all of the lakes and that landscape and that world.
Yeah, and then because I made that massive life choice change, that kind of turned my world upside down, because obviously I had to make that decision to leave.
Yeah.
Which kind of led me coming back down here to the New Forest where I am now, because that's where my dad was, and he was needing a lot more support and help, which was I was feeling pressure from my husband to kind of, you know, I was down here a lot with dad, and he kind of was like, "What? Why are you going back down again?" And so, you know, you can see where the difficulties were starting to come.
Mm.
So it's been. It's been amazing to be able to be here and to support dad in this way.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have had to come anyway, but, you know, with COVID. There's no way dad could have been on his own. So, yeah, it was a good...
Isn't that interesting that it actually happened just before that kicked off?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you could never have predicted it.
So that is quite different then, being in the mountains, all that fresh water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cold as well.
Yeah.
And then coming to sort of the south coast of England, and where it's predominantly sea, I suppose.
Yeah, and much better weather. I thought that was just a thing that people talked about, but it's actually true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do really miss I do miss the rain sometimes in the mountains, because it definitely rains a lot more. But I am loving the South Coast. you know, in the, I don't love the swimming in the sea. Any, you know, I don't get me wrong, you know, the mountains are definitely where the swimming's at for me, but I have embraced the sea.
Why do you find it, what's the difference for you?
It's the unpredictability of the sea, and just, you can't go whenever you want to go, you know. Yeah. In the mountains, you can, I guess I knew it so well and was so comfortable, I could go whenever, you know, unless it was some kind of hideous storm. But then, even then, you could probably sneak a dip somewhere. But here, you know, the sea is in charge 100%. It's just, you don't have that same freedom. And I didn't know enough about the sea. So I've ended up wanting to learn more so that I feel safe. I started to go out with friends on their boats and want to learn more and more about the tide, and ended up doing,
the yacht master.
Yeah, doing theory. The theory of, it's got a special name, it's gone from my head. But yeah, anyway, I've done my yacht master theory as a consequence, and also my day skipper practical, and bought a boat.
That's quite extreme, thinking, oh yeah, I'd like to learn a little bit more about the sea, so, and, you know, becoming a really qualified boat owner. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I just kind of loved it so much. Saw a different side to the sea that I didn't really know about.
And how do you feel in the sea now? Has it given you that sense of safety?
The sea still is such a powerful force, and I have a massive respect for it, even on the boat.
Because one thing that really struck me from that last conversation we had when we were talking about your experience in the water and how you like to sort of swim out and be in the middle and really experience being right in the body of the water, and kind of in contradiction, I think, to what a lot of people at the moment, because I mean, God, in the last 4 years, how much has wild swimming taken off?
I know.
it's insane, isn't it?
It is.
It's everywhere now.
Yeah, it's
and it was right on the fringes before, and yeah, I remember I was just starting to explore it, which is why, you know, I wanted to speak to you in the first place. And it was still seen as like, oh yeah, that's a bit mad, isn't it? It's a bit weird, or it was definitely like a fringe activity.
And now it's now
half of my street's going off down to the sea and jumping in. You're like, what?
It's impossible to find anywhere to swim on your own anymore.
I know. There's all these big groups, which is great in many ways.
Yeah. Double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing that so many people are finding joy in it.
Yeah.
But equally, selfishly, there's no spots to swim on your own.
Yeah. Do you have a sense of like, this is mine, man? You guys, you know, you're all in your dry robes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's this. Yeah, there is that total selfishness that goes on for me that I like to have my little spot to myself. I do like to swim alone. And it's so rare to find, especially down here on the south coast, because there's kind of limited spots where people like to swim in the sea, because we all like the nice, you know, nice locations. And it's just difficult, and to get those moments.
That was the difference for you. Seems that's what you sought out, was the solitude and the quiet of
it,
rather than the rush and the excitement of that sense of the cold water and all of the, like, you know, all of the benefits that people are discovering in that. Yours was like very much being still and present in the water.
Yeah.
Very, very different experiences. So
getting
that in the sea isn't so easy, is it?
No, definitely not. So I guess that's another thing that doesn't really happen for me.
So how's that been for you? Have you managed to kind of find that sense somewhere else, or have you just had to accept that that's not something that you're going to have for a while?
I will admit I've lost my kind of swimming mojo.
Yeah,
I've lost it a bit.
Yeah. Do you know, I think that's happened to quite a lot of people, you know. Yeah, I certainly know a few people. It's also, I think, because of, you know, everything that's happened in the last year, in some ways it seems to have made people just crave more safety. and not want to push yourself or put yourself in a in cold dark water. Or what do you think about that? I've definitely heard a couple of people who I know who said, I've just lost that inner wild swimmer. I just kind of, I'm quite happy on the sofa for now.
There was a thing for me about, you know, I don't want to go to the beach where there are hordes of people, because there are a lot of people out, you know. I did have that thing about, you know, the COVID is out there, I just want to stay away from everyone. You know, that was a big thing for me, you know. I if I'm going to do this, I want to be on my own, and there is so many people out. There was a sense of that, I guess, that got to me a bit.
Yeah, so have you found those peaceful moments anywhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I've been walking quite a bit, yeah, and discovering places in my little area that I'm in.
Yeah,
just walking around, but not in the same way.
Because I think I've lost some of that kind of adventuring, wild, seeking feeling, or I've had to like dampen it down a lot. And I think that's made me feel sadder.
Yeah.
Or some, like more stressed. Definitely contain, like having to contain something. And it's quite uncomfortable. Yeah. And it is interesting that, yeah, we are allowed to go for walks and we can do those things, but it feels completely different. I can't get that expanse feeling that I know I can have. Despite being up quite a big hill and it's beautiful, like my inner feeling of it is completely different. Is that something that you feel?
Yeah, it's almost like it felt a little bit like it's repetition, almost like an animal wandering around a cage. You know, there's just, how many times can you walk around the same field? You know, it's a friend of mine said she just wanted to go on an aeroplane, and I got that. You know, you just want to go somewhere new, somewhere different. You're just wanting to, it's not that I want to go to, you know, the Amazon and explore over there. I just wanted to explore somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're so built to do that, aren't we? As creatures, our nature is explorative. Yeah, to have that so curtailed, it's just been so...
Yeah.
Different.
And I suppose there's something inside of me, you know, I know other people have been further afield to go for a swim, but I don't think there was something inside me that has been very, I don't know, has stayed quite contained in my area. I haven't ventured off very far. I didn't feel that it was right for me to do that. I have stayed very local, and I don't know whether that was something, I don't know, I just lost that wanting to go further, but I just felt it wasn't right.
I totally relate to that sense, and I just wondered if, I'm kind of interested in how people have who need that bit of their life and now it's gone, just how you've coped with it being gone, I suppose, and what that's felt like.
Definitely at times I haven't coped well at all with it, I'll be honest, you know. I've been thoroughly miserable. I've been thoroughly miserable. Haven't coped well at all.
It's really tough, isn't it? It's just tough.
Yeah,
it's
really.
Like grit your teeth and try and get through it.
Yeah. I mean, this week I'm working near Southampton, and this week I went for a run to explore a river that there's potential swimming at. And I mean, that lifted my spirits so much, you know, just going off with my map on my phone and off for a run somewhere I'd never been before. And that just, it was only 8 kilometres from where I was working, and that just lifted me so much. Yeah. That just felt like the old me, that, you know, a year or so ago. That was, and I mean, I wasn't far from where I was working. That felt good.
Yeah, and it feels good to know it's still in us, right? It hasn't totally disappeared, and we haven't just, we're not ill. There's not something wrong with us. It's just that, you know, that we just haven't been able to access that part of ourselves for a while.
It's like we've been flattened.
What work are you doing?
So I'm working in a COVID test centre for asymptomatic people. You know, if you need to, regular testing, so you need to be tested every couple of times a week for your job. So it's kind of like supermarket workers or teachers or people working construction, anything like that where you need to be regularly tested. They can come into the centre for a test. So yeah, it's an interesting job. Clad head to toe in plastic all day.
Really? But, yeah. Oh wow, that's so different, isn't it? PPE, I mean, yeah. Your face has gone from basically wearing pretty much nothing,
yeah,
and being in the water to being completely covered,
yeah,
in plastic. That couldn't be more different.
No, it's. I mean, I am really enjoying it. It's really good. Communicating via muffles and a barrier with people. I can't see anything. Everything's fogged up. But I mean, I really appreciate how hard. I mean, I'm just, you know, working. I've just been doing it for a few weeks and it's probably only going to last a few weeks. You appreciate that people have been working like that for over a year.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and some people.
Is that helped in terms of just having contact with other people and just leaving, you know, your household and seeing the same faces?
You spend a long time with, you know, we spent the last year with the same people, and it's just nice to have contact, yeah, outside of the home and be able to come back and say what happened with your day, like you would do normally.
Yeah, you have something to actually talk about.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's having a lack of energy, and this has really lifted my energy. And to have there's lots of women working there, and that's what I've missed the most, I think, is having human, you know, physical contact. No, that's the wrong word. But you know, real life contact with other women.
Right. Have you live in a house of men?
Yes. Yeah.
During this time before we, you know, when we last spoke, you started running courses.
Yes.
And taking people out and helping people get confidence in swimming,
yeah,
outdoor swimming, and which was going really well, it looked like.
Yeah,
and
really, really well.
Yeah. So how do you feel about bringing that back again? Do you think that will, do you have any motivation towards that, or does that feel so far away still?
No, I'm really looking forward to getting back started with that. It's been a bit tricky at the moment because obviously I'm based in England at the moment, and I mostly run those in Wales. So, and the two governments do different things at different times. So,
of course,
the biggest,
yeah,
headache for me is having to watch what both governments say. And then one releases, obviously England's got their lockdown plan all paved out, and Wales hasn't released theirs yet. So, I feel in a quandary as to, I don't really know what's happening when. But I can't wait to get back to it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so that's still there as much,
yeah,
as like, yeah, oh good,
yeah. It will be slightly more limited, you know, because I'm not based up there all the time. But yeah, and I run stuff down here in the south as well, more coaching based. So I'll do just open water coaching for improving front crawl, or just water confidence. So not everybody is happy with getting into the sea or dealing with waves or going at your depth. So look at skills to deal with that, or even fish and beasties. I know that was a problem for me when I first started.
Jaws. So, it's always jaws.
Exactly. I've got a lot of skills to dealing with jaws.
Yeah. And so with the boat, I mean, you've got your own boat, which,
yeah,
is incredible. Have you been allowed to go out on that during this time? I don't,
yeah,
know what's the restrictions on that?
Pretty much all the way through, I think, apart from the first lockdown, you could go out if you wanted to. But for me, there's a, you know, if you went out and got into some kind of difficulty, that would
not
play very well with me. So we've been out a few times, but we haven't, in the major lockdowns, we don't take it out.
What do you dream of being able to do? You know, when this kind of lifts, what do you think are some of the first things that you will go and do?
I think we'll take the boat out.
Yeah.
I definitely will go to Wales and see my girlfriends up there. I miss them so much. And I used to swim with them, you know, up there. So there'll be a lot of swimming going on.
It's really good to have this conversation with you, because I do think that it's probably reassuring for people to hear that even, you know, people like you who make their living out of doing this, it'll go, you know, out of wilder activities. And to hear that, you know, you've lost some of that mojo, I think is probably going to be helpful for people to hear that. Because I think it's, yeah, we've kind of all lost it a bit. And that doesn't mean that there's something wrong, you know, like,
no,
or that we should be doing it. Oh, I should still go and do that. Why aren't I doing that? I still can do that. Like, it's to really kind of give yourself a bit of a break and kind of understand that actually this is heavy for everyone.
Yeah, I think so. And for me, yeah, I mean, it was probably a few months ago. I just kind of thought, you know, I don't need to be shouting about how great this, that and the other is. I can just be quiet if I want to.
Right.
You know,
you haven't kept up the kind of relentless, you know, you haven't felt like you had to be on social media and doing all of that, pumping out content.
No, exactly. I've just, yeah, I've taken a real back seat on that kind of thing. Hey, I've enjoyed being out in the garden. We've got an amazing garden.
Oh, good.
For me, that's much more enjoyable at the moment.
But we used to manage all right before.
Exactly.
There must be a way of still being able to do that kind of work, or our kind of work, and to not have to put yourself through that.
Well, to take a photo of everything we do and upload.
Oh gosh, because I find that it's affected me being anywhere. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll take a photo of it, and it's in the way. I'm not actually here. Like, I want to get back to that feeling of, because I used to have got my friend James, who I do quite a lot of stuff with, and I was always used to be, I used to have. Just be quite annoyed with him, because he'd always have a camera or a GoPro or a whatever, and we'd get somewhere, and it was all about setting that up, or like, how's this going to sound, or can we record this bit? And I'm just like, man, I just want to be here and do this.
Yeah.
And I've found that mentality definitely creeping in to me, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad that it's happened, and I've got a GoPro now. I'm like, what have I done?
Have you now?
Works. It's the cheap version.
That's okay. They're very good now.
But yeah, I've got one, so it goes on my head. So if I go out swimming, then nice. You can get it underwater and do all of that stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I've just, which is lovely, because it is nice to get those pictures from that perspective.
Yeah.
But I also just want to be in the water and getting that benefit. It's so annoying.
Yeah, you got to have the record that you were there.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's like, or it didn't happen.
But... yeah, I mean, I've really not done that since I've been swimming in the sea.
Right.
Mainly because I can't get the kind of shots. I mean, I don't take I don't really do the photography in the sea because I can't, because the clarity of the water is so poor. So that's another side that's really turned off for me. With the, you know, I can't take those photographs that I like to take. So I don't, yeah, I've just lost that interest of recording things anymore.
For anyone that hasn't seen those photos, they're incredible. They're usually just the body, aren't they? You don't usually include the head.
No.
And it's people underwater and in like clear, well, mountain lakes usually.
Yeah.
And they're all sort of quite mystical and majestic.
Yeah.
And very calm, aren't they? Or yeah.
Yeah, mostly nearly always female.
Yes.
Yeah. There's something about a graceful beauty of, I don't know, a faceless, they're anonymous. I don't know. You know, there was an apprehension before you got in and everyone felt nervous and you're kind of stood there in your swimsuit worrying about what you look like, even though you're in a mountain lake, no one can see.
Mm.
But underwater, I don't know, there was some real liberation. And I don't know, everyone I swam with would just feel so relaxed and look so beautiful. And it didn't matter what size or shape you were.
Have you been doing any sort of art projects?
Yes, so I've been doing quite a bit of drawing, which was which in the first lockdown, which was really popular. It was all to do with not being able to go to the mountains. So I was doing these drawings based on maps, and because obviously I scour maps looking for water. So I was doing these. They were kind of like doodles, with ink and pen and pencils, and they were really popular. I sold them. To the point that I felt I couldn't do any more. You know, I'd done that and finished it.
And did you write some things as well?
Yes, so I do have another poetry book.
Have you got any poems on there? Would you like to read one?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, sure? I'd have to find it. Hang on, let me see if I can find one.
All right.
Okay, so this is called Frail.
Frail, okay.
The opportunities for silence are dampened, suspended, left alone at the edge. Those internal vibrations rushing just like the stream, full speed, then to nothing. Urgency subsides, intensity declines, rolls out and fades away.
That's good. That's really nice. Do you do mainly short poems?
Yeah, they're all really short.
And that might come out soon?
Yes, they will. Hopefully. Yeah, I just need to get it nailed.
Well, yeah, no, thanks for coming on. It's really good to talk to you again. And yeah, I hope we can all sort of just get that sense of us back again.
I mean, it feels like, yeah, there's a lot of hope around at the moment, isn't there? So yeah, I certainly feel a bit more energised.
Good. Yeah, let's hope it continues, eh?
Yeah, fingers crossed. It's got to.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can at growingwildreverb@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at growingwildfm. If you feel like, hey man, I really liked that that little episode, what I'd really like to do is basically buy Charlotte a coffee, then I say sure, please do. You can go to www.ko-fi.com/growingwild and you can donate to the program, which would be awesome because it really helps with enabling me to carry on making the show, as does subscribing and leaving me a rating, probably 5 stars, really actually 5 stars. Yep, thanks, no less than 5 stars, thank you very much. I'll be back again soon. Take care, go well.